The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin. Austin, Texas.
Pretty Basic.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Pretty Basic. I'm your co-host, Alicia Marie.
And I'm your co-host, Remy Cruz.
I love how sometimes we say it and sometimes we don't.
I know.
It's like sometimes we're professional.
We need like a full intro and a full regular outro, but not today.
Hello, basic babes. How are you doing? How are you doing right now? I'm so curious. Are you commuting to work? Are you working out? Are you chilling at home? Are you rotting in bed? Are you going for a walk? Hawker walk?
I have to give a shout out to your ex-friend's sister on TikTok, aka Mark. He made the cutest TikTok about us. He was at work, I think.
Wait, I think he said he was working. See this.
Oh my God. He was like, hey, I'm listening to Pretty Basic. Like, the girls who get it, get it. And he was like, I think he was at work or doing something on the weekend though. And he was like, hi girls, you're never going to see this. And I was like, I love you. He's so cute. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Thank you for watching and listening. We appreciate you. I hope that you hear this.
I'm sad I haven't seen that. I have seen a ton of other people though. They'll like tag us in TikToks or things. And I literally, like, it makes my day.
I agree. I also have to say, like, since we're not huge TikTokers, like we're obviously not Alex Earl or anything close, I see every mention, like every single mention.
Oh no.
And so I'll reply to a lot of them.
We talked about this with Kelsey Kreppel. I was like, do I be the first person to like it?
That's right.
Like, do we like, is it weird to be the only view on this? Sometimes I'm like, oh, wait a little bit. I'll come back.
That's what I do too. If there's like zero likes, I'll be like, oh, wait a little bit. Or if I'm really feeling it, then I'll reply. I'll be like, I know. Love you.
I'm just like, hi.
It's so fun though to see. And I like, so strange when I was thinking about this as I drove here, because I was thinking about Mark. I know people listen to this podcast.
No, we forget.
We know. But for some reason, whenever anybody comes up and tells us in person they listen, or Mark tags us in a TikTok or someone tags us, like, I feel badly for them. I don't understand why they listen. And I forget that people actually listen.
See, I don't feel bad for them. I feel bad when people are like, oh my God, I grew up watching. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. Your eyes burn from saturation.
I think I'm just truly in shock that people will listen to us talk for an hour to an hour and a half every week. Like, that's not badly, like badly, but I'm just like,
no,
why?
I was going to say,
why?
Why?
I feel like they're owed compensation for something.
And I'm like, but why?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why?
It really perplexes me, but in the best way. And we're eternally grateful. So thank you for listening.
But you know what? Those, like, the podcasts I personally love listening to are
the banter.
The banter. It's like, yeah, of nothing really.
Nothing
just random.
Really.
I don't want anything to, especially if I'm waking up in the morning listening to podcasts or working out, like, I don't want to have to think so hard. I want to hear the latest gossip. I want to hear how people are doing, how people's dogs are, you know what I mean?
I want to hear what goes on in the week and like, and their mundane lives. Like, yeah, what's going on? I feel the exact same way. I just listened to my favorite podcast ever. It's called The Bitch Bible.
Oh,
I talk about her all the time. Jackie Schimmel. And she very recently did an episode where she went to Trader Joe's.
I love it.
She was like trying to not name the grocery store because she didn't want, which everyone needs to listen to The Bitch Bible. She didn't want people to like know, because she wanted, I think she said she can't go to the grocery store anyways now because she was talking about it on her platform.
Oh my God.
But she had a raffia beach bag, or like a raffia bag, you know, like a straw tote,
yeah,
similar, but like with holes. And she was like reaching to grab this lettuce that she was excited about. And the man that worked there had a hook. And so his hook got hooked onto her bag. And she was just standing there like trying not to like laugh. And like, that was her story when I like played it for Cal. Like, they're really good episodes. I'll play for Cal. But like, that is the shit that I want to hear. The most random stuff that happens to you. We actually have a really good random story to bring to the table today.
Oh.
That happened with Alicia Marie. Which is just, it's so crazy that this happened.
Did you see my face? I was like, yeah, because I didn't know what you're talking about. And then I went, you said Alicia Marie. I go,
Me? What?
You know what I'm going to talk about.
I'm scared.
Because when it happened, I was like, we have to talk about
this.
But like, how in detail do we want to be? Because like, I was thinking, I have a long drive. I live far from the studio, you guys. So like, I have a lot to think about. I literally made a note of like what we should talk about. And I want to know like how in detail, because people are going to go through and look for it. Like people will.
I mean, I don't care.
Do we want to like name names?
I don't care.
Okay, let's name names.
Remy's like, ooh, I was like, what's story nothing to do with me? Well, I also.
Hopefully we're on the same page
now. We'll get back to that. But I thought you were talking about the dating show. And I was like, what do you mean?
Oh.
I did do a dating show.
Okay, yeah, let's start with that.
Should we start with that?
What a great segue.
I know.
As Lord DIY would say, a segu into the next thing.
A segu.
She thought it was segu.
A segu.
I have actually so much to update on Lord DIY later. Continue on, though.
Okay. Yeah, so Joey Graceffa does this series on his YouTube. It's kind of, it's like in a, on a psych wall where people do like blind dating and like all
that's
that kind
like
of stuff.
It's like the new wave of YouTube. Like David Alvarez.
Yes.
Cut.
Yes.
What's
very
true
to drink vibes.
But Jubilee?
Jubilee.
Jubilee, yeah.
Jubilee. And he's been asking me for a while to go on it. I was like, oh my God, yeah, for sure. But schedule wise, it just never worked out. And then I got sick and it got to the point where I was like, Alicia, it looks like you're trying to get out of this and you need to prioritize this, because even though I was like, I'm sure this is my intrusive thoughts. I was like, oh my God, he probably thinks I'm purposely trying not to do it. And da, 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 da. Like, I need to prioritize this. So I was like, okay, we're getting it on the books. I will not reschedule this for any way, shape or form. Like if a doctor appointment would come up, I'd be like, oh, I'll reschedule with Joey. And I'm like, no. This is top of my list, right?
Yeah.
And
fuck the doctor.
Fuck the doctor.
Joey Graceffa's calling.
Obviously. So I wasn't even sure what exact thing we were doing. I just know he's done a few different types of dating things.
I can't believe you did that.
No, honestly, I got nervous the morning of and I was like, what did I say this to this one?
I would be so nervous.
More so because I think I was just like, oh, also not having the power of editing. I was like, oh, I hope they don't make me look like a bitch. Or
well,
like, what if I say the wrong thing? And
yeah.
Then it comes out wrong, but I don't mean it. So it's not out yet. So I'm just, you know, hopefully it comes out. And
do you get to watch it back before it comes out?
I asked. I was like, hey, like, do I have any like freedom to watch and give back notes? He's like, oh my God, for sure. Like we don't want to paint you like wrong in any way. Like,
oh,
you're a
nice
friend. Like, don't worry about
Aww.
It. And I was explaining. I was like, well, I was on another one of these before and maybe I'm just kind of scarred because they promised
mm-hmm.
multiple times that we would have the freedom to look over it and give any notes or feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And then months later, it finally just drops out of nowhere and it's public. And I remember I was like, which luckily, I mean, I didn't say anything bad, but I was like, oh, it's just so weird to promise that you're gonna get the freedom to look it back and give notes and like a final run through and say, and then only for it to be public and you watch it. And I'm like, that's how most reality stars feel though, because they don't get to see, like, we're lucky because we're used to our own content. And
oh,
like,
yeah.
If we say something that we're like, oh, like, you know, maybe I was mad at Ash. I don't know, whatever fucking shit. And I'm like, or, oh, let me redo that take again. Or, you know, whatever. It's so different. I do feel bad for reality stars. I've had some friends do a reality show and they, what was it? Oh, yes. Yeah, so one of our friends, so we don't really know her, but we did meet her, was on The Bachelor. And
she got a bad edit.
She turned out to be like a villain.
Did you watch that season?
I didn't watch it.
Here's the thing. Like, I do agree that a lot of times you can get a bad edit, but I also don't think you can get a bad edit if you don't do bad things.
Yeah.
You know, like, she gave them
that energy.
I'm gonna put her on, should I put her on blast?
I mean, we're not friends with her.
MJ on The Bachelor with Matt James season. Like, she wasn't as bad. There was one girl on there who was really bad that season. And like, I think they were kind of friends. So I think that's where it came from. But like, she said those things to get that edit. Like,
and yeah.
Not just her, but like in general, if you get a bad edit on any reality show, like, you said those things.
Yeah, but again, out of context, maybe it was actually about something else, not what they made it seem like. But I can't imagine that. That would suck. I'm like, I can't imagine that.
Right now, there is the new season of The Bachelor. People are going crazy because there are very definitive mean girls and very definitive not mean girls on the season.
Interesting.
And the mean girls are like apparently very bad. I have not started the season yet. I'm waiting to get until like towards the end. But apparently there are some mean girls and they're getting, I wouldn't even say, I guess they're getting bad edits, but like, yeah.
Damn. I keep saying this to you, but I really want Dean and Kaylin to come on here.
You guys.
Batch Nation.
If you are a part of Bachelor Nation, you know the king and queen that is Deanie Babies and Kaylin Miller Keys. And then out of nowhere, Ash starts hanging out with Deanie Babies and Kaylin. I'm like, what is going on? What is happening? Like, you all, we all know. We all watched Rachel season. We all watched Colton season. We all watched Bachelor in Paradise. Like, This is insane. Insane. They're all of a sudden like hanging out. Turns out Ash's boyfriend is like best friends with Deanie Babies. And that's why. Like they were roommates, I think. And they were roommates.
And they were roommates.
And so I like lost my mind. Alicia starts to become friends with them. I'm like, what is going on? My birthday party rolled around last year. Ash was like, hey, Dean's out of town. Can Kaylin come?
Doesn't finish sentence.
Are you kidding? I will lay down so she can get onto the boat.
You trapped her on the yacht.
I will literally, yes. I will do whatever it takes. She's the sweetest person in the world.
They're both
Alicia was like, oh my God, we should have them on.
I would love them. They have a podcast themselves. You guys should go watch it. Go subscribe.
And they do?
Yes, they do.
I didn't know. I'll be watching. I love them. They're so nice.
You know who
didn't get a bad edit? Them.
Well, wasn't Dean like a villain? I forget. We'll talk about it with them.
Yeah. Well, not like on Bachelor in Paradise, which is where I really cared.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait, what? We haven't even invited them on, and I'm assuming they'll come on, but I hope they want to come on. If not, I will say it was so fascinating hearing their behind the scenes of like how it works.
I will say, actually, they kind of both were a little bit villainized, but only because I feel like they were real contenders. Mm. So, you know, like when it's competition.
Yeah.
It's competition.
Yeah.
If you were on the actual Bachelor, have you ever watched a season?
Yes. I forget what girl I watched though, and everyone was like, "Oh, I watched The Bachelorette, and I should have watched
The Bachelor." Yeah. Goes hard because the girls go crazy.
I remember one season I was like, "I want to watch it too, and I want to be on the bandwagon." So I downloaded the next
season.
I have to start those types of shows from the beginning.
Yeah,
because I need to learn the characters. And like, even when Scandoval came out, I was like, "Okay, I'm gonna watch from season one." Like, I literally I watched all of season 10, but then I caught up I was like, I just need to know all of the context because I don't like being out of the loop.
I understand. So what would be your like MO on The
Bachelor?
Like
my tagline?
Or just, you know, like what would be, what do you think you would be? Would you be like the nice girl?
My ego wants to say I'm like the cool, chill girl, but in reality, I know I would be the one crying because I cry at anything. I would be the crying one who's like, they probably paint to be so annoying and is just like so sensitive and like, which like is fine, but I do think that would be me.
I feel like, okay, I could see that. When I watch these shows pre-Cal, even if I watch them now, I'm like, what would I do?
Yeah.
And I like to imagine that I would be very much like, I would like to be cool where if he doesn't pick me, I'd be like, I respect that. I'm not going to beg someone to pick me, but you don't know till you're in it.
No, I'm just not a cool, I'm not a cool girl. Like, I'm really not. I would be, oh my God. I think I'd be so sad to watch.
I think.
I'm also the type where it's like, if it's like everyone run over, I like let other people go first. So I wouldn't like get in there, you know?
And if anybody is watching that is into Bachelor Nation, you give me like Serena Pitt vibes.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
No, people love her. She's very sweet. She was on MJ's season.
Oh, T.
And she was like from the get-go, he was just very much into her. Oh, wait, I take it back. You give me Abigail vibes.
Is that good or bad?
Love her. Okay. She was so sweet. She was also on Matt James' season, and she got the first impression rose, which is like a huge thing. And there is like a lot of I follow a lot of like Bachelor data, like scientific graph accounts. And a lot of times, like the women that get the first impression rose, like go very far, if not win. But she was like one of the very few that got it and then kind of like fell into the background.
That has to be a producer thing.
No, I don't think so.
Give this person the first impression.
I think it's legit. I think they like,
you still never watched Unreal, huh?
No.
What? Oh my God. Full circle. Sorry. Real quick. Hold it. Don't forget it. When I did Joey's show, the producer is literally one of the Bachelor producers. He was amazing. I loved him. He was like, let's get drinks and we home. And I was like, yes. So like, we're going to be friends.
Do they orchestrate a lot?
So I had mentioned, I was like, I'm assuming you've watched Unreal. And he was like, oh my God, I actually haven't. Or I think he said he hadn't. But a lot of people
keeps popping up in your life.
I know, because it's based off of all that. He basically said that show is based off of how it used to be. But now like that shit can't fly.
I believe
like,
that.
Before they basically would be like, hey, if you get this girl to cry, you'll get a Chanel. Like that's what they would do to the producers to get reactions. And that's why they would like poke and like manipulate things. Insane. But now he's like, no, that shit can't fly.
I'm gullible and I want to believe it's real. So I choose to believe it's all
real. And that's why if you notice every episode, I'm like, is it real? Because I'm the complete opposite. I'm like, when's this coming? Oh, yeah. I'm like, did the stripper fall off the pole for views for Usher?
I just think it's real. Like, I'll believe it's real until I until someone comes out and says that it's not, until the NDA expires and they say that wasn't real.
When Alicia and I got the opportunity for this ad read, we absolutely lost our mind. Pretty Basic is being sponsored by Revolve. Now, if you guys watch the vlogs, if you've literally ever watched any piece of content that Alicia and I have ever made, you know that we are Revolve's biggest fans. They are our go-tos for literally anything from a brand trip to like a business situation. If I want to wear like a cute little blazer for a business meeting, boom, Revolve. If I'm going to a wedding, if I'm going to a bachelorette party, it truly festivals, anything, vacations, parties, absolutely anything. You guys know Revolve has the cutest clothes for absolutely every occasion from, you know, if I'm going on a trip in the winter to a trip in the summer. They have the most amazing shopping experience. And personally, my favorite thing is how quick their shipping is. So if you're a last minute shopper like Alicia or I, and you know, you randomly are going on a trip, or if you forgot to shop for a trip that's coming up for a long time, or festival season's right around the corner. I don't know how Coachella's like, what, 6 weeks away? I do not know how that happened. They have you covered on everything from accessories to dresses to business wear to shoes to makeup. They have everything. So from last minute trips to event dressing to seasonal refreshes, Revolve has you covered with fast 2-day shipping and hassle-free returns all on them. So go to revolve.com/prettybasic today to shop my top picks for the season. And don't forget to check out the festival edit while you're there. It just dropped and it's too good. That's revolve.com/prettybasic. So you guys know I'm a big advocate of self-care and doing things that prioritize your physical, mental, and emotional health. I don't know about you guys, but when I was finally out on my own, I was so excited to be an adult. And then I was daunted with the task of finding all my own doctors. I was no longer in my hometown. I didn't have the doctors that I grew up with. I had to find my own dentist, primary care doctor, all of the things. And it was very overwhelming. And ZocDoc is truly amazing. If you guys are in my position, I actually recently just made an appointment for my friend on ZocDoc to find a new psychiatrist. And it was so easy. The filters were just awesome. You can filter in anything that you need from like location to what specifically like you're looking for, to their reviews, to all the things. It's a great way to prioritize self-care and just take away all the stress of finding a new doctor. So basically ZocDoc is a place where you can find and book tens of thousands of top tier doctors, all with verified patient reviews. So don't settle, go for the best and find the right doctor for you. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated and network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. You guys know I love me some self-care, whether that is getting a massage or a facial, getting my nails done, taking a bubble bath. I love me a bubble bath. Another form of self-care and just de-stressing is using ZocDoc, because finding a doctor or any sort of health professional that you need can get very stressful. And by downloading and using ZocDoc, you can save yourself a ton of stress and just enjoy life, or maybe just even have more time to take that bubble bath, to take a nap, whatever it is. Go to ZocDoc.com/basic and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/basic. ZocDoc.com/basic.
Oh my God, yeah.
But sorry, Abigail was she was so cute and so sweet. And so she was like so into him because like obviously she got the first rose. And then like as the weeks went on, she was not asked on dates. I don't think she ever got a one-on-one date. And like he gets to pick who goes on these one-on-one dates. And so finally at the end, she was like, is there something wrong with me? Like what happened? And he was like, I'm so sorry. Like basically the spark was there. Now it's not for him. He's been with this other girl that won for like a really long time. But you give me that vibe. Cause then she went on Bachelor in Paradise, which fun fact, she's now engaged to that Noah guy that you thought was really cute before they went on Bachelor in Paradise.
Who?
Remember Noah? He was that guy where you sent me.
He was friends
like
with
a mutual friend, and yes. You were going to. I think like you were going to maybe. Was there something that was going to happen with that? Or did we just talk
Haley
about
Ringo.
That?
Haley Ringo.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, I want to set you guys up. Yes. I think we DM'd a few times, but that was it. Literally nothing.
But then they went on and Bachelor in Paradise, and he like kind of was like not giving you much because I think he knew he was about to go on Bachelor in Paradise. Lo and behold, they go on Bachelor in Paradise. They fall in love. Now they have a house in like Indiana or something.
I love that.
Yeah. Shoot, but you give me her vibes where like I feel like that would happen. And then you would just be like the sweet girl that everyone loves. And then boom, you get married. And you own a house in some I state, maybe Iowa.
Oh my God. Some,
something.
Iowa. An I state.
They're somewhere in an I state. They are. It's Nebraska, so maybe. They're
like
somewhere
an
in that.
I state, you know, one of those. You know.
Illinois.
Wait, they're
over
so
there.
Funny.
That's the vibe you give me.
Wait, so what do we think you would be? like without Cal in the picture, obviously.
I think I would be.
I just feel like you'd be so smiley the whole time. Like you'd be like being the nice girl, but everyone would be like, something's off.
Because, and then in my confessionals, I'm like, fuck this.
No, no. Well, also when you're not smiling, you have such a resting bitch face.
I didn't know that.
No, no, no. Because when you're always like this. So when you're not, you're like.
On the pod, people say that. Yeah. But yeah, I don't mean to.
No, 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 no. It's just such a contrast. So I can picture like they would, you know, you would get a bad edit. I'm so sorry.
I would get such a bad edit.
You would
edit.
Get a bad edit because this is what they would do. While they're setting up and like saying they're not recording, your reaction would be a straight face. And you'd be like blinking or like. Doing like a weird, like you'd be like blinking for your contacts, but it would look like it's you doing an
eye
roll.
I'm annoyed, yeah.
And that's what they would take that shit. They'd be, you know, they're recording on that stuff.
You're so
they're taking that stuff. Or if they were to be like, speak louder and you're like, huh? They would take that, huh? In response to me being like, oh my God, yeah, she gave me a weird look. Cut to Remy. Huh? Like that's how they would totally, they'd be like, damn, we gotta like,
this is reality gold, right?
Yeah,
here.
They're like, oh yeah, yeah. Like I feel like you'd get a bad edit.
I cannot. Well, I mean, I'm not going to, but I can't go on
those
shows.
You would be crying about like an animal dying that you saw on TikTok. And then they would take that and you'd be like, I just don't get why this is happening. And then it's cutting to like the guy breaking up. In reality, you were like, I had a good time.
Got some free food, got some drinks, made some friends.
Like, yes, you would get a bad edit.
Yeah, I would definitely get a bad edit. And I would like let them give me a bad edit.
But watching,
easily.
Watching back with the rest of the world, you'd be like, oh, that's not how it went.
I want to believe that again, but like I gave them the things to work with. I signed my life away. Mm-hmm. All to say you went on a dating show. Oh. You were the bachelorette.
I was the bachelorette.
How was it?
It was interesting because I definitely was like, oh, I just, especially it, basically it was a blind dating series. So if you've seen his stuff before, all the guys stand behind a white sheet. All that shows are their feet. So you make remarks based off of like, okay, their shoes. Like, let's see. Like, and you ask them different questions each round. And then slow after each round, the curtain goes up
higher,
slowly.
Higher,
and slowly,
higher, higher. Okay.
To where obviously the last one is everything but their face.
Okay.
So I was just like, oh my God, I feel like also too, I've never done any dating show type anything. That's been the gold. People have been trying to get me forever because I just don't talk much about my dating life. And I am more of a like private person with certain things. So I think in my head, I was like, oh my God, people are going to eat this up just because they haven't seen me like in something like this.
No one's seen you flirt. I've like never seen you flirt in real life.
Because I'm telling you, I'm one of the silent ones. It's like whenever you're gone, I'm like, and I'm a little butterfly and I just fly away. I just don't like feeling like everyone's watching where you're like,
yeah, I put on a show.
You're across the room. No, you're across the room just staring. And I'm like, don't look at me. I'm the friend who's like, don't look at me. Like, don't, like, even last night we were out. Haley was actually in town. So we're all out at dinner. And one of the girls at our table was like, oh, that waiter's cute. And she's like, let me go talk to him. And so she like gets up and goes. And she's like, no, 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 not everyone look. Just like, stop. Just like, don't look. And I'm like, that is literally me. Like, I would have such bad anxiety right now if I were you, because Haley's over there like, oh my God. So I'm like out at this table with like eight other girls. And one of them thinks they're really cute. And like, or she's asking the waitress. She's like, is he single? Is he gay? What's his vibe? Da-da, tell me everything. So then her and the other waiter are like looking over at our table. And we're all like, oh my God, they're probably trying to figure out which one of us it is. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then, it was just really funny because I was like, I would literally be you. I hate this shit. Like, I hate knowing people are watching. All that to say, me now being in front of six guys and having to like knowing the cameras are watching. And I'm like, oh my God, like whatever. So it definitely felt like a normal shoot in that sense. And also I actually was like, oh my God, it was so weird not seeing them because I'm asking them different questions.
Love is blind.
I literally was in Love is Blind.
I love that.
And it was really fun because some of the questions were really light. Like, what's your green flag? But then also they were like, you can go as in as you want or if it's not. So I was like, okay, like, what are your thoughts on sex on the first date? And I purposely was like, I don't want to say my thoughts to alter what they're going to say.
It's like a psychic.
I know. So I'm like, what are your thoughts? Like, I'm not going to say anything else. So each of them saying like different, even for instance, that question, like sex on the first date, I'm like thinking of you where I'm like, oh, like obviously it worked out, bitch. But then I'm also thinking of other friends where I'm like, oh, I've heard so it was so interesting hearing all their thoughts. But then by the end, I was like, well, there's no right or wrong answer. I'm just curious, like how you can defend your answer for it. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And then you had to eliminate someone each round. And that's what was honestly the hardest part of everything.
I have so many questions. Did you feel more comfortable because you couldn't see them?
Oh, 1,000%.
For sure. I feel like that's like the beauty of Love is Blind. It's also, like you get to know someone for real.
All the guys were actually so hot.
Like, I was just going to ask that.
Every time I'd eliminate someone, they'd come around and be like, fuck. I was like, damn it.
The guy that won, are we into him? Wait, but like you liked him for his answers in person. Like love is blind, bitch. Or is love blind?
I don't think it's going to go anywhere.
So love is not blind.
Love is not blind.
Or so Nick Lachey and Vanessa Lachey. Why? You go in a nice way, in a respectful way.
In a nice way, in a nice way. I think what happened was I was very aware of if I was filming this. Like, it felt less of an actual real dating show. Like, I'm looking for love and just more of like a video. Like, because I kept thinking like, oh, what would be good for the video? Like, what questions should I ask? Like, what'll be good? Like, I was thinking more of Joey's perspective.
So nice of you.
So I turn around while all the guys walk in. And then that way, when I turn back around, all I see are their shoes, but they had to do a sound check for their mics. So the sound guy's like, oh, like say your name and like where you're from or whatever, just to get the sound levels. So we're not even really recording right now. And the first guy, I'm like, oh, hot voice. The second guy, British accent. And I'm like, oh my God. I was like, wait, like what
Niagara
the hell?
Niagara Falls.
No, literally, I was like, oh, like, wait, shit. and literally, it was so interesting. It was so, you'll have to watch. I don't know when it's coming out.
When it came down to the guy that won and then like the top two, essentially.
The top two.
Were they very like, were you close between the two?
Yeah.
So like, could we go for number two if number one's not going to work out?
I had that thought. And then they go, oh yeah, they're friends.
You can't be a homie hopper, my friend.
I can't. I literally was like, oh my God. And one guy, it came down to the last one. I was like, oh, how do I like eliminate someone? Cause this is really hard. And then the runner up basically was, I was like, what is your red flag about yourself? Like what's something, you know, and he had said, he was like, oh, I've had past girlfriends. Like I'm like, I socialize. I travel a lot. I do a lot of social things. And I've had a lot of past girlfriends, like not like me being around other girls. So I was like, oh, that's an easy, like, I don't want to be like, I don't want to see you with 20 bitches. Like, I was like, what's your first date? He was like, oh, I would take you on my jet to blah, 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 like that type of stuff. And I was like, okay, I know your type and I'm not into that. But
that
he
was number
dressed,
two?
That was two.
So we don't like two. We don't like one. How come we don't like one? Go in, bitch. No. He's not going to listen to this.
No, he followed me and he got my number he wanted my number. So I took his because I felt bad because it was his birthday. And I was like, why are you here on your birthday? And he was
you're such a bitch.
No, I felt so
bad.
I'm just kidding. So bad.
If it doesn't click, it doesn't click. Like, you don't need to feel bad about it. No, as long as you're respectful.
I know, but I was just like, oh, I don't want it. Like, if like the chance of him watching it. He just wasn't my type.
Okay, and that's fine. That's not mean.
I know.
That's okay.
It's okay.
Like, okay. Looks wise,
yeah.
Or okay. Okay, now that was a cunty response, so let's redo that one again.
Yeah. This is why I don't do any of this shit. Anyways, it actually is going to be a really good video.
I'm so excited.
I'll send you the link once it's out.
Please.
1000%. You guys should go watch
no,
it.
I want to watch the raw edit when Joey gives it to you.
Okay.
And then I'll watch the final one.
Yeah.
Please.
Well, I honestly even told him afterwards. I was like, look, I didn't say anything. Like I'm happy with everything. There was nothing that I thought was off, but it's more again how they edit it. Because like they could easily make me look cunty.
Okay. How many guys were there?
Six.
Okay. Out of the six, which one would you say is like your top pick now that you eliminated?
Oh, there was this
maybe
one
he'll come
guy.
Back.
There was a few that gave me their number. And then there was one
bitch.
Guy. He made me a shirt. But he was kind of young, but he was really cute.
Young? How young?
He was like 25 or 6.
Okay, that's
and
not
I was
bad.
Like, it's not bad, but I'm like,
Okay, but like,
they all had beautiful blue eyes.
Which one would you pick now after everything?
Who was the kind of douchey one that I liked?
Yeah, you love a douche.
He was like at the end or something.
Here's the thing, Alicia.
I liked his personality.
You're going to date a douche. Ollie and I talk about it a lot and we're not looking forward to it because then we have to hang out with a douche.
But like, I could tell he had a sensitive side. I was like, you're feisty. I like it.
Okay.
But yeah.
I'll take what I can get.
Anyways, but also now I'm forgetting what he looks like. So I'm like,
not that
maybe
much
love
of a
is
lasting
blind.
Memory.
Maybe love is blind.
I think you should give number one a chance. He won for a reason.
But it was fun. It was fun. The winner ended up not really being my type, but such a sweet guy. Such a sweet guy. So I'm trying to think of like one of my friends I can hook him up with. I don't want to be that person, but
don't
I'm like,
be that person. He's fine. If he's a nice guy, he'll find a nice woman that cherishes him.
Speaking of nice men who find nice women who cherishes them, how's wedding planning going?
Oh, what a segue.
A segue.
It's not. I haven't started anything yet still.
Okay.
I do think I'm supposed to get some venues at the end of this week, I believe. There are certain areas that I was very much interested in, but due to the rain, they flooded.
Oh,
so
they're like, hey, come back in a few weeks.
No, literally. So it's taken a while. I did my meeting like a month and a half ago and nothing's really come of it yet because of said flooding.
There's been two floods since.
Yeah, there's been a lot of rain. So nothing yet, but I will say, and I don't know if I talked about it on the pod. I probably did that. I'm Kaylee's maid of honor.
Yes.
I talked about that here.
I think so.
And I'm super excited. It's so funny because, so I'm going to Lauren's Bachelorette literally the day after tomorrow. We're going to Tulum.
What's today? Tuesday.
Thursday.
Okay.
We're going to Tulum. And it's just like the most Lore DIY thing ever. She has planned her whole trip. She has planned her whole trip. Literally.
Down to massages.
No, like she's planned everything. Like I literally got a packing list today from her that was like, hi, in case anybody's packing in the rain. Like she is so perfectly type A. And like as a fellow type A person, I love it. Already has everything planned, booked everything, got spreadsheets. We're doing split things, all this thing. Like it's so well orchestrated. And then on the flip side, whom I love so much, I love Kaylee so much. My poor sweet girl. In 1 week, her classroom flooded.
Oh,
her school's next to a farm. So animal shit has flooded into her room. She had to move to a different school. Her house flooded because her pipe burst. So she had to stay there for a while, was waiting for insurance to figure it out. She had some friend drama. Won't go into that. And had another thing happen all in a week. And is wedding planning.
Oh,
and her fiance is a lawyer who started. I need to text him. He started trial today for like the biggest case ever. So basically she's doing everything alone. All to say, as the maid of honor and as a traditional maid of honor, she has asked me to step in to help with so much.
As most maid of honor, that's their duty. That's the job.
I'm like so excited and happy to help. And I've learned already, she's like not one to ask for help. So I have to literally be like, I'm doing this. So we're figuring out early on how I need to help.
At least you're going to Lauren's this weekend. So that way you can figure out what you love.
Get the vibe.
What was worth it? What wasn't? And then you're like, I'm going to still up for Kaylee.
Exactly. And I love it. And I think it's so funny because like, it's just one side of the spectrum, the other, like I'm fully going to do Kaylee's. And I love that. And I'm so excited to do it. Lauren, we're like, all of us are in a group chat without her. Cause this will go up after where we're like, so like, what do we do?
Because we bring
everything. Yeah. I'm like, I bought some banners. I got her a set.
It like doesn't go with the aesthetic.
No, literally. And I'm like, I don't know what she wants. Cause like she wants to plan it. But Mia and I were like, okay, let's get her a sash. We got her a robe and slippers. And then Kelsey was like, okay, well I'm going to get her these games. So like, we're trying our best to do what we can for someone who's so type A.
She'll appreciate anything.
Big shout out to Kay, because while I'm not a girl who's had a Pinterest board for my wedding since I was 12, Kaylee Tara Cooper is.
Did she send you like a share link?
So I've got the Pinterest board. And let me just tell you, if you guys did not know, this thing right here is game changing. Whether you're a maid of honor or not, whether you're planning an entire bachelorette party in 2 months by yourself or not. This is the Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. We've been talking to you guys about this thing. Her Pinterest board that she has been building since literally like 2012. I've got it right here. The circle to search has already saved my life on so many occasions because I love Pinterest, but Pinterest is the epitome of not linking things ever.
Also, it's not even Pinterest. It's the creators.
They're gatekeeping.
They don't want you to find things.
And also like if she has pinned a post from 2012, there's no way I'm going to find it unless I use my circle to search feature. You hold down the button, I circle, boom. I know exactly. Like I'm so excited. Actually, I have some secrets up my sleeve. I'm going all out. I'm going to try. Oh, I don't want to say it because
I don't want her to know.
I'm just going all out just so you know. But literally, I'm going to make it exactly what she wants.
Oh my God, I love it.
I'm so excited.
I love.
I'm so excited. I'm getting all this inspo for my own wedding. But big shout out to Circle to Search because truly, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, I don't know what I would do without the Circle to Search feature because I... just like I don't know what I'm doing.
No,
I don't know what I'm doing.
I mean, I'm not getting married anytime soon, but I love this feature because if I'm on Pinterest or something or even Instagram, I will circle someone's jeans and it is so exact. It is the fact that I'm talking about jeans and you're talking about wedding stuff. I'm like, it is so exact to the exact pair. And it'll also show you like other options that are similar. So if a celebrity posts something and you find out that it's designer, there will also be cheaper alternatives near it. So that way you can see everything. You can see the exact pair. The AI is also powered by Google. So it's so freaking exact, which is why it's amazing.
I have to say, again, I haven't really started much of my journey yet, but I found this girl on TikTok who was wearing, I sent it to you. She went to like a bridal showroom and she wasn't in LA. She was like in a different showroom where she lives. And she tried on this one dress that I was like, I think that's gotta
be. Like you could see yourself in it?
I think it's gotta be my dress. But she didn't specify, and showrooms have like hundreds of different designers and things. So I didn't know. I circled to search it. I found it. And I reached out to the designer to see maybe if we could like do something. I don't know if it's going to turn out to be anything, but like at least the style I loved.
Also, I'm hoping this isn't confusing for people, but it's a feature on the phone. Like it's not an app. So that way, whether you're on Instagram or Pinterest or whatever, you literally hold down the button on the phone and then it looks like magic. It like comes up with like, it's like, yeah, like all over it and do a full circle, whatever it is. And that's how it'll search it. So like, that's my favorite thing about it is that it's on the phone. It's not like a plugin. It's not like another app you have to download. I feel like I've had apps like that in the past that like try to reverse Google search or something and it never works. It never actually finds something. And the accuracy of this is insane. I've literally done like chandelier lights before just for fun. I'll be like, wait, you should do my top.
Okay.
Wait. Oh my God. Love it. Me actually posing.
1, 2, 3. Okay. Now I go to the photo. I hold down the button. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. The picture's of Momo I have on this. Just ignore my Momo. Where did I get my Momo? Sweet paws and meows. Literally. Did you get it at Urban Outfitters?
Yeah.
Do they have a dupe on Walmart?
Probably.
They do. And I wouldn't know that.
Oh my God. T.
Oh my God. They found a Depop one too.
Wait.
That is
really
amazing. Yeah.
No, it's insane. Like, actually, it's really cool. I'm not kidding. I do it for fun sometimes. Just be like, hey, where's that from? Like, with no plan of buying anything.
Iconic.
You know what also could be really cool? You could keep that in mind for, like, bridesmaid dresses.
Oh, from like, oh, you're so right. Mm-hmm. You're so
That's really
right.
good.
Maybe I need to start building a little board for my wedding. Wow, you look stunning in this photo, by the way.
Thank you. Maybe we'll post it on the Pretty Basic Instagram. Also, sorry, let's get sentimental for a second. Also, the translate feature on that. If your grandma comes to you trying wedding dresses.
Oh my God. Wait, she does need to come.
She should come.
Well, you're so right.
And I'm like, I would love to just say thank you so much for
birthing my father who birthed her.
Exactly.
Who married the woman that birthed her.
Yes. Thank you for changing my life.
Yeah, but you still not met her yet.
No.
I know I keep trying to call her on this podcast and she does not pick up.
It's okay.
One day I'm going to schedule. Like, I'm going to be like, grandma, pick up at this time.
Yes.
Perfect. I'm going to have to plan that. Yeah, if you guys didn't know, and this is really incredible. My grandma really doesn't speak much English. When we have conversations, they're very short and it's a lot of like, like she's so cute. Yeah, just like giggling. But it's really, really cool. And I actually haven't seen her yet. I need to go visit her and pull this out. This is so cool. So there's actually like an interpreter translator. I'm already on Korean here. And when you basically, and it's really cool also because it's kind of split and you can actually flip the top. So like you and I, let's say I speak Korean and you speak English, then we can be like having a full blown conversation and like it's facing ourselves too, which is going to be so cool. You know, if we travel or if I go talk to my grandma. Okay, let me see. Oh, you know what? I'll try and say the few things that I have in Korean. 안녕하세요, 사랑해.
Hello, I love you.
You know, time and time again, we're just learning that Galaxy AI is the new it girl.
Yes, and Galaxy AI is here on the Galaxy S24 Ultra. So get yours, the link down below.
We love Skims. Here at Pretty Basic, Rem and I are constantly sending each other the new drops that they're having. My whole closet is slowly becoming Skims. I'm currently really wanting this like one black piece lingerie thing that they have. It's in my cart and I just need to do it. I'm constantly buying stuff from there. If you don't know what Skims is, or you know what, maybe you're just not convinced, Skims is creating the next generation of underwear and bras for everybody. I cannot tell you how much I love all of the Skims items I have. I want to say for like 3 or 4 years, I pretty much only wore bralettes. I would never wear an actual, you know, more traditional bra because they were so uncomfortable. But Skims has truly changed the game for me. My personal favorites are the weightless scoop bra. That one. Oh my God, you guys, my girls look great. They also have a wireless form push-up plunge bra. Don't get me started. So now my bra collection is huge again. And I went from only wearing like t-shirt bralette type things to now wearing more traditional bras. And they're weirdly more comfortable than a lot of the bralettes I even had before.
And this is how they do it. Skims bras are made with innovative technology to give you the best shape and support. Plus, every bra is designed with the comfiest and softest material, so you'll feel like you're wearing nothing at all. Like, sometimes I forget I'm wearing a bra, where in the past, I would have been so excited to take it off because I'm just like, oh, I need to get this thing off. Also, depending on what you're wanting, Skims offers a complete system of bra solutions for every need and every style, too. And no matter what your size is, Skims bras are available now in 62 sizes. That is amazing. From 30A all the way to 46H. Believe the hype. Skims has over 100,000 five-star reviews for a reason. Skims bras are now available at skims.com. Plus, get free shipping on orders over $75. Also, if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, you can select podcast in the survey and you can select our show in the drop-down menu that follows. And seriously, it really would mean so much to Rem and I if you take the time to do that. Only obviously if you buy it from us. Again, no matter what you're shopping for, whether it's a crazy event, festival season, or what it is, Skims has your back.
You should definitely have her come to the wedding dress if you want to the try on.
Oh, I would love for her to come.
You should.
I didn't think about even doing that there, though. I definitely will.
Wait, I love that. I also love how it's just next. It's like there's the flashlight and then there's the interpreter, like right next to each other.
No,
like,
I love that you can flip it too. Yeah. I think about the times that like Cal and I have been in Japan and couldn't figure out where to go. Or like, I remember one time I went with my manager years ago and we couldn't get around and we were like going up to like policemen and asking for help. And luckily a lot of them speak English, so they were very helpful. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, also we were like, Where do we go? Yeah, and I feel like that would have been very helpful. And you know, of course, you want to be like as respectful as you can. So I feel like that's a really great way to
totally
utilize that. And yeah, I've already been thinking about the dress trying on, dress fitting things. And
you're going to look so hot.
Well, first of all, thank you. Second of all, I have so many people in my life that I need to take. I've already in my head been like, okay, well, I got to take these people that day. And then I got to do four trip fittings because I got to fit this person. And then that person's got to go. And then this person's got to go.
But then maybe someone will be upset that they weren't there with the one that you picked when you were there with the one you picked.
Sorry, don't have time for that.
Love it.
You were invited. And I already have a schedule in my head. So
I was thinking of what would stress you out later.
Huh?
I was thinking of what would stress you out later.
Oh, I'm going to really try and not be stressed as much as I can.
It's just a party.
I've already been thinking how many people I want to invite to do the dress fittings.
Oh, yeah.
And then with that, because I have so many people that I want to invite and I just don't want anyone to feel left out.
Yeah.
How many fittings am I going to have to do?
Oh.
I'm going to have to do 100 fittings to make sure everybody could get in and see.
Just focus on you and that's all.
No, I've already had like little like groups in my head of who's going with who. So I'm going to have to do a few. That's totally fine. I just went with Lauren a couple weeks ago to do her not final fitting, but she put the dress on before her final fitting.
That's something you could do too.
That bitch looks good in everything.
Oh, I bet.
Everything. She looks so good. Also, like, she tried it on and they had to make like some minor adjustments, but also like it already fit her like a glove.
Yeah.
Like she looked incredible. I've only been dress shopping now with two friends, but both of them look amazing in everything.
But I was going to say, I never thought about doing different people for like the first time just trying on any dress versus the first fitting of your real dress and then the final fitting of your real dress.
Yeah.
So that could be nice. Like if you want your grandma to see the one of you that you actually choose, then you can have her come to the last one.
My grandma's, you know what I mean? Just going to be smiling no matter what. She's like, okay.
I love it. She's but you so know what cute. I mean? Like yeah. That's the nice too.
No, I love that. Do people take their dads?
I don't know.
Like,
honestly,
invite my dad.
I don't know.
Honey's cool.
I think, I mean, at least in movies, I feel like I've seen it where the dad's
there.
I know stereotypically it's like your bridal party and like maybe your mom, but it's really whoever you want. You can have a whole, it could be a runway show.
A full party bus rolls up.
Yep.
I think I'm going to have 9 people in my bridal party.
That's a good number.
I'm deliberating between 9 or 10, but TBD on that of what I want to do.
I feel like that's a good number.
No, I'm so excited. And that's the only thing I've had planned forever is like my bridal party, which is really interesting because Lauren's not doing a bridal party. Kaylee's doing a traditional bridal party. And it's just so fun to have like so many of my best friends getting married and like seeing all of the things going on.
Well, and thank God. Sorry to interrupt. Thank God that it's less traditional now where it's like, oh, there's lots of traditions that you can do.
Yeah.
But also you don't have to have just, you know, girls in your bridal party. You can have a guy if you want. You can have no bridal party.
Yeah.
At Haley's wedding, she had her bridal party sit during the ceremony.
Yes.
And it was beautiful.
Oh, that's like just two of them.
It was beautiful. Mm-hmm. So it's just cool where it's, you know, we're at this time now where people are tailoring things to how they like. And it's it's cool. Yeah. Being able to see so many other weddings and being like, oh, I liked that. I want to do that. I didn't like that.
The wheels are turning. I'm like, yeah. Maybe I will have people sit.
Also, no, totally. And when you think about it too, even the reception, there's all these traditions, but by the time you do the traditions, this reception's done. So it's like, you know what? Take what you want. If you want to do the cake, do the cake. If you want to do the garter toss, do the garter. Like, you don't have to do any or all of it. You know what I mean? Like, you can really, you can do whatever you want.
I like that idea. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm excited.
Do you know anything about the cake? Like, oh my God, the wedding cake tastings. That's so going to be fun.
I'm so excited for the tasting. I'm so excited for the food tasting. I'm so excited. I'm excited for everything. I feel like I needed this time to like sit in it and kind of, I don't know, just like enjoy our time together. Also, and I'm excited to do the planning.
You went from going to like zero weddings to, I think, what, in a few months, it'll be like four weddings.
I have so many weddings, yeah.
So I think it's nice to be able to actually see what other people are doing and yeah. what things you like and, it, you know.
For sure. I know. I love seeing Laura, because Laura and Kaylee are getting married within very, like a few months of each
Soon,
other.
Right?
Yeah. So it's really fun to like, to just be included in things. I'm so grateful to be included. Then also just to like see everything happening. I'm just so eternally happy. I'm gonna be a fucking mess at both of their weddings because like I'm just like so happy for them. I love Jeremy. I love Phil. I love Laura. I love Kay. Like I'm just like I love love. Like I'm so eternally happy for my friends and I can't wait.
I love it. I love it.
Well, anyways, enough about my love life and Lauren's love life and Kaylee's love life.
We already talked about my love life.
No, we didn't talk about the message.
Oh. No, this was actually just something funny that happened, which oh my God, this was, we should go into it. It's just funny.
I think so too. So we're in Vegas and you don't really often tell me about guys that you think are cute. Like you're very hush hush about boys.
I feel like I'm just private because for whatever reason, all my friends, I'm just like Ashley, all my friends my whole life make it a big deal. And I'm like, it's not a big deal. Like it doesn't need a big,
It is a big deal.
But clearly I'm attracted to friends like you who are like, ah!
No, I was so excited. So she messages me. Or no, no, no.
I think we were at dinner.
No, we were on the way to dinner. So we were at the hotel and we were getting ready in the bathroom and you're like, yes. Oh, this guy, I think he lives in Vegas. I think he's really cute. I think he said either he's here for the Super Bowl or he lives here. And we couldn't figure it out.
I think he lives here, but I have a crush on him. He's so cute. I love his TikTok.
Yeah, you look at him and she shows me his TikTok. I've never seen him before.
No, I'm not kidding. We're getting ready and Remy like looks around the doorway and is like, what did you just say? And I was like, no, like I have a crush. Like he's cute. Like I have a crush on him. Like I think he's from Vegas. And Remy's like, we need to message him. And I was like, ah, like okay, we can. Like that's fine. Like whatever.
No, well, that didn't happen.
Oh, that was at dinner.
Yeah. No. That was in the hotel. So we're getting ready. That didn't happen. So we're getting ready, and she's like, yeah, I think he lives here. Like very nonchalant. And you're like, I think he's a firefighter. And I was like, hot. Love that. And then we just continue getting ready, and then we were running late, so we ran into the car and we're sitting in insane traffic. You were. I was sober. I hadn't even started drinking yet. Oops. But you were being so silly. Cal was drunk because Cal made you a drink. We're literally getting ready and Alicia goes, Cal, I think Remy wants a drink. And he's like, okay, what does she want? And you're like, I think she wants a double tequila Crystal Light. And he was like, oh, okay, well, if Remy wanted that, what Crystal Light flavor would she want? Which, as we all know, I'm most likely drinking vodka on the night. I dabble in tequila, but mostly I'm going for the vodka. So he knew it was obviously for you. And he was like, okay, well, like what Crystal Light flavor would you want? And you're like, I don't know.
Anything.
Maybe like, yeah, whatever. And so he made you a drink. I was like, I'm going to wait to start the festivities.
My favorite is he goes, what does Alicia want? As in you.
Yeah.
And I was like, nothing. Because I knew you did it.
I forgot about that. And so you're on another level while we're driving over. Cal's on another level. And
yeah, Vegas night one.
No, and but I've learned I have to pace myself.
Yeah.
I have to pace myself. So I was waiting till we got to dinner and Alicia's like, oh my God, he shows up on her feed while we're driving in the taxi. And she's like, see on Instagram, she's like, see, this is his page. I've never seen this man before. And so I take the phone out of her hand. I swipe right on his profile and I say, hey, exclamation point.
She smiley face. She sends a DM and I was like, honestly, fuck it. Who cares?
I hit send. And then throughout the weekend, we were like, oh, did he look yet? Like he didn't open it.
You know what's so funny? Now that I'm thinking back, I remember when I followed him, I was like, oh, he's totally going to follow me back. And he didn't. And I was like, oh, that's weird. But I didn't think much of it. So then you sent the DM And then I remember thinking like, oh, he's going to reply. Like, he's going to see it. And then he didn't open it for the longest time. And I was like, oh, that's so weird. Because his name's Mario Morante. I think that's how you say his last name. And his shtick is like being single and like looking for a baddie or whatever. And I was
oh, that's his whole shtick.
That's his whole shtick is being single. And like, he's just funny. He reminds me so much of Nick from New Girl, who like I fucking love.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my God, you're funny. Like this, like, wait, oh my God, do I have a crush on you? So then I'm like, yeah, one day goes by, two, and then I start saying, I'm like, is he even in Vegas? Like, why did I put that together? But okay, whatever. And, you know, his things keep coming up, but no reply, no reply. And I'm like, damn, I would have at least thought I secured that in the bag. Just, you know what I mean?
Just like just a hey.
Just like a, oh, like, okay, whatever, it's fine.
But it's so much better to be left on delivered than on seen. So the weekend goes on. We didn't think anything of it. I
no, literally, this
forgot.
Is like, this is like Thursday night.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
The Super Bowl weekend goes by, no reply. I was like, whatever, it's fine. We shot. Rim was like, I'm sorry. I was like, no, it's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, I was like, shoot, I shouldn't have sent that.
I was like,
sorry.
It's fine. It's so fine. We shot our shot.
And then we get home and I'm scrolling on TikTok and all of a sudden, and I've never seen this man before. I've literally, until you brought him up, all of a sudden he's on my For You page and he's duetting this girl that we know named Bryn, who we met on a benefit brand trip. Love her.
Stunning.
She's so beautiful, so nice.
I was
like,
gonna
so
say,
much
also
so
really
fun.
Nice.
So fun. And her roommate, Skylar, who is so sweet too. Yes. They're all so sweet. And so we became friends with her. And so they're like, it's Bryn posting a video and then he's duetting it. And I'm like reading the text and I'm like, holy shit. This was like their hard launch that they just started dating.
They hard launched like 3 days after we DM'd him. And I was like, oh my God. Also, respectful king. Thank you so much.
We love that.
Love it so much.
Also, like now they're on a TikTok like public feud.
Oh my God.
Of like who's out of whose league.
Yeah.
And like the sweetest where he's like, she's out of my league. And she's like, we're in the same. Like they're so cute. I'm so happy for them. But I sent it to Alicia when I first saw the like her, she was like visiting him in Vegas. Like that was the first thing I saw. And I was like, oh shit. So I sent it to Alicia and you didn't even reply. You just put like, haha or something.
Where I didn't. I think I did that thing where I don't actually watch the TikTok and I just reply.
Well, I was like, oh, okay. She's like not bothered, whatever. And then like 3 days later, Alicia sends me being like, oh my God. And I was like, I sent it to you. I know.
Holy shit. They hard launched. Like, oh my God, they hard launched. And Rim's like, wait, who? Oh my God, who? Because she thought we were talking about someone else.
Like, who?
Oh, no, we're not going there.
Who?
No, we're not going there.
Who are we talking about?
What?
Who did I think?
No, it's fine.
Okay, I forget.
Then I'm like, and then I send the TikTok of them hard launching. And what's funny is from my POV, I saw his video being like, it's true, I'm off the market, blah, 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 and tagged her, right? I was like, oh my God, wait, this makes so much more sense. Respectful King. Left me on fucking, because then I went back to our DMs and it said seen on Tuesday. I was like, oh fuck, literally him the next day hard lunching after he saw me like on, you know, on the chat.
I am so happy for them.
No, I love it. But then I go to her profile and it says follow back and I go, oh my God. And then I look and I'm like, oh my God, it's Bryn. And then because I didn't recognize her at first, because when we met her, she had the two-toned hair.
Oh yes.
Because it was like once I was blonde, once I was brunette, and it was long, and then now it's short. And I literally go, oh my God, honestly, hot couple. I love it. I support it.
I've been a Bryn fan account since before the benefit trip. The bat thing, dun, 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 with the bat.
Yeah. Hey.
And then Color Me Mondays. Like I love her. Well, she's so sweet.
I remember you being nervous when you found out she was going on the trip. You're like, I'm so nervous. I'm going to meet one of my favorite TikTokers. I hope she's nice. And I was like, oh, I hope she's nice too. Because that's the worst thing when you meet people. You're like, fuck. I like almost don't want to meet you.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to fuck it up. And I don't want to like not
I've
like
had
you.
Three instances like that.
Mm-hmm.
Amanda Diaz. Oh my God, we're really just naming names today. Bryn and Kensington.
Yes.
All so nice.
Where you're like, oh, if you're a mean girl, I'm going to be really sad.
Exceeded my expectations. Everyone's been so kind, so nice.
Oh my God,
and
totally.
I love them all. And I'm so happy for Bryn and for Mario.
Oh no, I truly
love for doing
it
that.
So
I'm
much.
Sorry, Bryn. I'm sorry, Mario. That was fully me.
No, you
that
know, me. You, oh my God, imagine they got into a fight where he's like, there's too many girls sliding in. We have to hard launch. And then she's like, oh, why are girls in your DMs? And then he's like, oh, we better hard launch soon. That's funny.
I'm sorry. I take full blame. That was
oh no,
totally
I love
neat.
It. There's nothing more fun than taking your friend's photo and sliding into
just
someone.
Sliding in. Little did I just like cannot believe the coincidence.
No, the time. It
we
was the timing.
Know her.
It was the timing.
And I truly, again, apologize from the bottom of my
heart. And she's a Marie.
She is a Marie.
I love Marie.
Bryn Marie.
Let's fucking go, Marie.
And I'm so happy for her, too, because did you see the whole saga that she publicly had where her girlfriend had cheated on her?
No.
Oh. Fuck that bitch. Fuck her. And so now I'm happy she's in a healthy, beautiful relationship.
Wait, I love it so much.
Who's obsessed with her.
I love it so much. So much.
I can't believe I did that. I'm sorry.
No, it's literally...
I'm sweating. I'm so nervous. I hope she's not mad at me.
No, she's.
I hope she still wants to be friends.
Unfortunately, we know someone sent this to her or DM'd it, and then she's laughing.
I hope so.
She also got a mad shout out. Everyone, go follow her.
Love you, Bryn.
She doesn't need it. She's so famous. I know. It's okay. She's like, these haters are talking about me. What podcast? Oh yeah, I don't know that one.
On that small little tiny podcast. I have something to say.
Yeah.
I think I'm a superhuman. I have fought off all diseases, all things in my household, and walked out unscathed.
What do you mean?
Cal got so sick. And he still is sick right now. He's literally at the doctor right now. So sick.
Post-Vegas?
Yeah, post-Vegas. And just like, he gets sick not semi-often, but like a normal amount. Mm. I will live in the same household and be in the same bed, breathing the same air and not get sick.
Also, Ollie got sick after Mammoth.
Ollie got sick.
I got sick after Vegas.
Cal got sick. I thought I was going to get sick. I had a little tickle in the throat on Friday, which I had to cancel our dinner with the 20 whatever girls.
Apologies to my queens.
We were going to see all the girlies right before Sierra gives birth.
Oh my God.
And then I woke up with a scratchy throat and I was like, okay, I am just going to cancel my whole weekend and hopefully not get sick. Because I was like, I'm at that precipice where if I go all out this weekend, I'm gonna get sick. If I don't, I won't.
She's like so pregnant. The last thing you wanna do is get her sick.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, main thing, of course. Also, Lauren, with her bachelorette, I was like, I don't wanna get anybody sick right now before these big events. And so I stayed home the whole weekend, didn't get sicker. I'm totally fine now. But I've had COVID, like Cal's had COVID, and I didn't get COVID in the house.
I know, you're crazy.
I still haven't gotten COVID to this day, everybody. I need everyone to know.
I feel like there's very few people that can say that.
I haven't gotten it.
I've only had it once.
But I think I'm a superhuman. And then I was like trying to rack my brain today. I'm like, why am I a superhuman? Mm-hmm. There's nothing special about me. Why am I a superhuman? I think it was the dog vaccine.
No.
Which I'm sure I told this story like 4 years ago when I got Momo. But I feel like there's probably new listeners who don't know the story.
There's new listeners. And again, because we never want to hurt anyone's feelings. I would bet my life on it that you like tiptoed around.
What happened?
Well, you were like, oh, I don't want to like get her in trouble. Like, I feel like that was your vibe then.
You're so right.
And now it's like so far removed. It's like hard to find who it was.
Well, actually, I would give that lady a kiss on the lips because I am now. What is the word?
You're Spider-Man.
I am invincible. I'm untouchable. Also, I know I'm just going to say this and jinx myself.
Tomorrow you're sick.
I'm totally kidding about I do get sick a normal amount. But I do often ponder about the fact that let me rewind, guys. It's 2020. I think it was like September of 2020. And I really wanted to get Daisy a sister. I really wanted to get another puppy.
And when Remy sets her mind to something, she sets her mind to something.
And I've been wanting one for a long time. But Cal was like, no. And then look at him now. He's such a like Asian dad who says no to the dog and then becomes obsessed with them. Or just any dad in general with the family dog. So I'd been looking for a few months for a dog, and I wanted to adopt a dog, but I ran into a lot of roadblocks because a lot of places won't let you adopt if you had allergies or they couldn't help you figure out like what exactly like the breed was, because obviously they're just trying to move these dogs and get them into homes. And so
they're scared of the chance that you would rehome after that.
Exactly.
There are some of those applications. I swear.
I filled out so many.
It almost was like you were adopting a kid.
Yeah.
Like very intense.
As it should be. But also like I also understood to some degree. But yeah, I would like I was working with this organization that would rescue the dogs from like the China and Korean dog festivals. And so they're just trying to get the dogs out as fast as they can. So with that, they couldn't like DNA test. They couldn't tell me. And they're like, well, if you have allergies, I'm sorry. It's a hard no, because what if you get the dog and then you have a reaction and then you turn around the next day and want to rehome? Like, we want to rehome the dog as little as possible. Totally understood. And so I went on Pet Finder and I found this little, small, tiny 1 pound puppy who had two sisters who were found on the streets with their mom with one eye.
No, literally, it's so cute.
And it said in the description, like, we're, the rescue was keeping the mom, but we're trying to rehome the puppies. Her name was Moana. It was Leilani Moana and...
I didn't know there was three.
Kona. There were three. And so I was like, I'll take any of them. Like, I'll take any dog. I really want to rescue a dog. I just want another dog. And so the one stipulation with this rescue was that they had to administer the shots for... the puppy until they reached like 6 months or after their first three sets of shots. And I was like, cool. Absolutely. Of course. I mean, either way, I'm going to vaccinate my dog. Either way, I'm going to get her spayed. Totally. But like, if you want to make sure, totally. So I ended up getting Momo, sweet Moana Lou. And we went to the Petco parking lot in, I think it was in Monrovia.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Something with an M, Monterey Park, some area. So the lady tells me they normally do like a little pop-up or like a little table situation in the Petco, but because it was COVID, we had to meet in the parking lot. So she's like, meet me in the parking lot of the Monterey Park Petco. I said, sweet. Met her there. They take out the like literally smaller than my hand, little tiny little hamster puppies. And I knew which one was Momo because I studied her photo and I went for Momo and I take Momo. And another family was there and they took the other one. The other sister had already gone. And lady's like, okay, cool. Meet us like in a month or like 3 weeks or whatever. I'm going to administer the first set of shots. I was like, sweet, for sure. So I go back for the first set of shots. And oh my God, the lady has asked me to meet her at the Trader Joe's parking lot. I believe it was in Glendale. So she's like, meet me at this Trader Joe's parking lot. I was like, oh, okay.
You're like, this feels sketch.
This is so strange, but like, I understand. Okay. So I go and Momo, I go with my mom. Momo's screaming, screaming, screaming. She's trying to give her these shots in the parking lot. Like, people must be wondering what is going on.
Yeah.
So she's giving her the shots. Boom, done. First round done. She's like, I'll see you in a month. Meet me at another Trader Joe's parking lot in a month. I was like, okay, sounds great. A month later, I go with Ollie. And Ollie and I are in the back, and Ollie and I pull up to this Trader Joe's parking lot, and I'm so scared, bracing myself for the screaming puppy that's about to ensue. And the lady comes and meets us. She's so nice. And she's like trying to give her the shots, but Momo's wriggling and just like screaming and being so loud. And she's like, oh, you know, I'm just going to sit in your car and do it. And I was like, okay. But the back of my car was filled to the brim with like so much junk and like bags and clothes and all these things. So she's like moving. I'm literally like trying to shove the stuff to the side so she can sit in the back of my car. She sits in the back of my car and Momo's wriggling like crazy. So I'm trying to hold Momo still for the lady. I'm like, Momo, Momo, stay, Momo, stay, Momo, stay. She gives her the shot, misses, hits my finger. Hits my finger with said dog vaccine.
Said, we'll get to that.
Said dog vaccine. I'm like,
okay. Question. Did you react? Did you make a noise? Because I'm the type of person, if I'm like getting my hair done and they accidentally fling hair dye on my face, I'll pretend I didn't notice.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
So did you just like smile?
She was like, oh my God, I'm so, I was like, no.
Oh, so she noticed. Okay,
she noticed,
okay.
Yeah. I don't think I said ow. I think I was, it was a tiny little baby needle. And she's just like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I was like, no, don't worry about it. It's so fine. It's so fine. Don't worry about it. Don't even worry. And she would let me keep the vials of the vaccine after. That's so that weird, I could write it down to like keep track for when I take her to the vet. And so I was like, oh my God, don't even worry about it. And so she gives her the vaccine and then we move on and Ollie's like sitting in the passenger seat. We like pull out of this Trader Joe's parking lot.
Like, did that just happen?
He's holding Momo and Ollie's like, what the fuck? And I'm like, I don't know. I start breaking out in hives.
Yeah, your arm.
I called my mom because I have a lot of allergies. And I was like, I think also just like the stress of what happened. I don't know what happened.
Also, hello, during that time in COVID, like
unknown vaccine, not even COVID, just unknown vaccine in my system.
Any sickness then was even more heightened of like any rash, any, you know what I mean?
So I call my mom who was a nurse and I'm like, oh my God, what do I do? And she's like, oh my God. She's like, go home and take a Benadryl and like keep me posted, please. Like, there's nothing else we can do right now.
Yeah.
Like, this happened to Jin in the army. Did I tell you that? Jin is from BTS. Because they're all doing their military right now. Someone got in and gave him a vaccine, like a fan or a stalker, someone like went in and gave him a vaccine. Yeah, he's okay. But like, I mean, obviously that didn't happen to me at that level, but it was crazy. Like, it was like news because like someone slipped in, pretended to be
that he needed. Oh,
he's okay. But like, it's so scary. So I was like, oh my God, what is this vaccine? And so we're driving home. I look at the vial. It literally says canine coronavirus vaccine.
I'm dead.
But this was before I got vaccinated. Right?
I think that was before
you could
even get vaccinated.
No, I think that's before like the vaccines came out. So I hadn't been vaccinated yet. I was the first.
But what's not a coincidence, I don't think, is the fact that you've never had COVID.
And I'm a superhuman now. That was my Spider-Man. That was my Tobey Maguire origin story.
No, literally, it's like Spider-Man. And then you have your powers.
And now it's like a joke within the household where if Cal will get sick. No, I appreciate it. Thank you. Me too. Also, she didn't like push it. Like, also, this is all just to be silly, but I really haven't gotten very sick. And it just like was a prick. It wasn't like she squirted it. I love that the dogs had the vaccine before us.
My favorite is I randomly get a text. Oh my God, Alicia. With our chat with Ollie. And when you get that, you really never know what it's going to be. It could be like,
the sky is falling.
It could be like a new song came out. Or it could be like, oh my God. Like, it could be anything.
Oh my God, Brynn and Mario are dating.
Yeah, yeah. Or it can be, oh my God, the girl who was supposed to put in a vaccine to my new puppy accidentally stabbed my hand. Like, you really never know what it could be.
Gotta keep them on their toes.
Wow, if you've made it to the end of this video, you should comment below.
Someone that Alicia, that I should DM for Alicia next.
Oh my God. Wait, low-key, yeah.
I think Tyler Cameron. You guys let me know who I should.
Comment them below, like this video, and subscribe to Pretty Basic. We will be back next week. We love you guys so much. Thanks
love
for watching.
You. Bye. Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.